600 people have been arrested and several beaten with truncheons at an unauthorized protest in central Moscow calling for free elections. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
Protesters were beaten on the streets of Moscow on Saturday as police cracked down on an unauthorized protest. More than 600 were detained, an independent monitor said, as they called for free elections. Among the arrested, prominent activist Lubov Sobol, pulled from a taxi moments before the demonstration was due to start and bundled into a van. She'd called on people to attend the protest, which authorities had warned was illegal. They say the timing and location of the demonstration had not been agreed in advance. Opposition activists say protests are repeatedly refused, leaving them no choice but to go ahead anyway. At a similar protest a week earlier, more than 1,000 people were detained, sometimes violently, and to widespread international condemnation.
David Doyle of Reuters. Tens of thousands of people once again filled the streets of Hong Kong to protest the government's mishandling of its ongoing political crisis that has turned much of the city against leader Carrie Lam. Hong Kong police fired tear gas at protesters in Wong Kai Sin after some of them vandalized a police station. Police continuously fired several rounds of tear gas to push back a group of protesters who had thrown bricks at a police station and spray-painted inflammatory language on its outer walls. The protests have been mostly peaceful, although they increasingly have featured skirmishes with police after some protesters refused to disperse at assigned times. Protesters have vandalized buildings, set fires, and thrown bricks, while police have fired tear gas and rubber bullets. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says he wants to see American-based intermediate-range conventions.